KG9QT. WXO. KG9QT, KG9QT, WB9WXO. You out there, Mark? KG9QT, WB9WXO, Cliff. KG9QT.
Kilo Kilo 7, Romeo Lima Delta, monitoring via Echo Link.
KG9QT, KG9QT, WB9WXO.
WB9WXO, this is KG9QT. Copy me on.
Yeah, I just want to see if you're sandbagging. I just copied you.
Cool. Yeah, I was sandbagging with both eyes closed.
Yeah, I was doing that too, but nobody was talking.
Yeah, I heard some porn station check in. That was about it today.
Well, there was some noise and somebody was trying to get into the theater, but they weren't quite making it. That's why I just called you.
Oh, cool. I might have been snoring then. Yeah, I guess the battery's all charged up, so I'm ready to go.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, you sound good on that new radio you got, that brand new spanking radio.
Yeah, I got it on medium power, yeah, very, very nice. It sounds, it makes your ear something a whole lot better than the bullfang. Bullfang, it really sounded a little weak and fishy, but it sounds like it's sitting out in front of the driveway on the tree.
Yeah, you sound real good. You sound real good there. Hey, what's the weather forecast for the holiday tomorrow?
Let me take a peek here and see what Mother Nature has in store for us. Okay, it looks like partly cloudy tomorrow. Don't have to worry about any rain, and a high of 74.
Good, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, looks like Wednesday there's just a little bit chance of rain, not much, but that's it. It looks the whole rest of the week is gonna be nice. In fact, the week after that, wow, the week after that I see a week from tomorrow, and then Tuesday it's 85. Wow, I like that.
Okay, hold on a minute, then you have to change your battery. Okay, that's better. KG9QT, WB9WXO, I changed the battery. You at chicken coop yet?
No, I'm No, it's just for me. I had myself a little sandwich a little while ago. Turkey and, no, it wasn't turkey. It was ham and roast beef. But, no, it's been nice and quiet.
And I thought maybe you heard from him today.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's up to. Yeah, I get out. Man, I really did catch him. That is, I'm gonna be whooped tomorrow. And you know how it is when you gotta go in early. You just don't think yourself.
Did you call Tim to find out what time he goes to bed?
Oh, believe it or not, he usually stayed up to like 8, 10 o'clock, believe it or not. Man, I get that.
Apparently he doesn't need very much sleep then. Well, good for him.
Oh, yeah, just, definitely needs a lot more charge than he does. Oh, yeah, he told me he went to the state camp last weekend with it.
Oh, he went to the Amfest the other day?
Yep, he went down. I guess he spent a few days down there and he said it was really nice. I told him next year, you know, I'll have all my bells called up and we'll all tag along with him tomorrow next year.
Yeah, did he go down there? Was anybody else? Well, that isn't as much fun.
Oh, no kidding. For that long of a drive, enough. Kids have been here a few days, but other than walking around at the Hampus drive and even stopping to eat, and you only have yourself to talk to, that's going to be really boring.
I ask you, when you paid off your Subi, did you go down to Chase and pay it off, or did you pay it off online?
I went down to Chase. It was somewhere on Ireland Drive, somewhere where I went.
Ireland Drive? How could you even go to Main Street? That's the only Chase around here.
Not my sure fee, that was when I paid off the other car, the black one I had. The one with 280,000 miles. Oh my gosh, let's see. Yeah, I went up to Chase and must have to pay that one off. I can't wait to see the new all that look got this kind of cool. It'll look more like your car, you know. It's completely different from what I'm driving. Kind of cool to see. Oh, and these same pictures, they don't expect them out so late either.
Well, you can order one now and use that Sinclair discount. It won't cost you nothing for a trade-in.
Oh, I know, I couldn't believe I was just browsing through in Subaru and 3,000 bucks, what? Holy cow, Batman.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You can still do it. Trade and probably get a whole bunch of money for yours, and then the 3,000 off, you'd be in good shape. And you have one looking like mine.
Oh, yeah, I like yours. I really like the green color of yours, the owl color. But, Yeah, I'll say I'll wait and see and check it out to see if I like it. The stereo is going to be totally redesigned, a lot smaller screen. And instead of the touch screen button, original breakback, a lot of regular push buttons. Mechanical one.
Well, how long is that offer from worth big deal?
Oops, I think. Did you say that again?
I said, how long is that offer from Work Good Till?
Oh, that doesn't go away as long as I'm employed. It's good forever. Treasure time, maybe.
Oh, okay, well that's good then.
Okay, yeah, they. Other things you can see that discounts in Southwest Airlines and Dell computers and get all kinds of little things, some rental cars and hotels. And yeah, very, very nice. He's amazing, he's great.
WB9WX. Yeah, really, really. Well, that'd be something to look into. That'd be something to look into when they come out.
Oh, definitely. I'll let you know when they come out. If you and your wife can join me, we'll go over there just to sit around and check them out. And see what color schemes they have. Oh, and what is the case? She changed the battery. It made a huge difference in her signal. You know, before it had noise there. They do it turns up a lot, so it's decided to put out more power. Good push button, I could build up my finger and make it stronger, harder to push.
Well, it didn't even have any battery dots in the battery box. It was like empty, but it wasn't flashing. So it's like, well, okay, I know it's time to change the battery. It was flashing though, but it was like out of juice, so I always had another one in the charger, so I just flipped them.
I forgot, what radio are you using?
The tri-band CYT.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds really good. Same here, I've got another battery all charged, topped up, ready to go. It's actually the one that came with the radio. I just put on the brand new one I had. Yesterday, I just couldn't get it to charge, and get out my voltmeter and check, and seeing why it was already completely charged up is why it wouldn't kick anymore. Remember I told you the red light would just sit there and flash, and then it would just go out after about a minute, and I found out the battery was completely topped off.
Yeah,
wouldn't come on at all until I turned the radio on. And just to call it a little more current. But it was, and that was only because it was charged up. But it's just the charger and the battery charged up.
Yeah, you were a little noisy. You might have to go to high power.
Oh, Mike, is that better? I was kind of going forward around.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okie dokie, that's good. Yeah, kind of think it does 1 watt in seconds. If I got 13.8 volts, it'll be 2.5 watts on high power, and I'm on medium, so it's good 1 watt or a half a watt, something like that. But, yeah, let's look into your, get the new Indiana amateur computer, if up for 900 megahertz tonight. I see another Elkhart computer that looks to be a treasure some year. 59 Golf Mike Henry. Interesting. 927-2125. Carrier Snopes. Oh, and a 141.3. So what it's,
you know. You don't do digital, though, does it? You can probably put a 900 one up there at the TV station.
Ooh, he's about 5 years younger than me, so I don't know. I don't think he's going to quit until he retires or kicks off.
Well, he might kick off. You don't know.
Up there in the lodge, he'd be more than happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would more than be more than happy to put it up there.
I can't leave the cousins, and he won't let them.
Yeah, I can't believe that either. Can't believe that either. That's kind of crazy to me. They're related and everything.
Oh, look at this. Put it up there, put the whole receiver inside a box, and mount it up there right next to the center, you know. He got Chevys to come out, so he had a problem, but he didn't wish it was for him to change your antenna, you know.
I know, you tell him there's a case of beer in it for him or something. Or some marijuana.
That second word, that hit the nail right on the head, that probably get him out there. Yeah. Get a way to pull one up by the antenna with his rope and get it.
And then when after he gets it done, you give him his bag of marijuana, and he says, hey, this is just parsley, or in cilantro. I say, well, oh, man, I got duped then.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I would get a kick out of it. I think it would be funny.
Well, don't come back when it's legal in Indiana, then.
Well, you ain't gonna want to do it then.
I know. Oh, man. Yeah, what a trip. you think I'll get a call tomorrow around 12:30 saying, hey, I'm on my way out there. I'd say he's just talking to those again.
No, I don't think you would, but if he does call you, that's when the clock should start on getting overtime pay, is when he calls you and you're on your way out there, not when you click in.
Okay, I think he's out working at 12:30 tomorrow, and if he says he's heading that way, I'll just stay on the clock because I drive out there, and I just keep, a half hour of over, well, 8.5 hours of time in already, and it'd be nice to add another hour or two to it. That'd be a nice success. Chasing it up with my eyeballs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be a real good check if he does it, but it's hard telling. You don't know about that guy. He could say, yeah, I'll be there, and you go there, and he never shows up.
Oh, I haven't kept you up on all the stories he gives, so you can't come in. But remember how he wrecked the truck with that money? He bought a car. His sister got a van in the car. Car got stolen one night, and took it out, and they wrecked it somewhere in Cass town, and they're not sure who stole it. He goes, yeah, I think I know who it is, but I just killed a place that I looked up on the internet throughout that town, and I couldn't find anything, and I don't know if it was
So, he bought a car with that money from the truck that got in an accident and somebody stole it.
Yeah, somebody stole it and they left it over there. And, Well, it usually runs in at last to 30 because it had a lot of miles on it. I didn't know what he got it. So he was happy it got stolen.
WB9WXO. I know a guy who was drunk and got in a wreck and like hit a pole or something and took off and then reported his car stolen. Yeah. So that could be your man too.
Way up in Michigan. She said that years ago, probably 10 years ago, she wrecked her truck and somebody ran home and somebody took my truck. And I remember it was like 5, 6 years later, they figured out that she was the one that wrecked the vehicle and stuff was getting it there. I don't know how, but they figured that out, but it takes quite a while. You never met her yet.
She might be a good one to let you drive your car.
No. I look like crazy day now. I'll keep it for us. I like it. It's fun to drive.
I know, but you still got that $3,000 and it's all paid off, so when the new ones come out, you'd be ahead, but it'd be worth checking out and see if you like it better or not, because they're going to give you just about what all you paid for it to trade up, so yeah, you'd have to see when they come out if you like the new ones better.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Really, really curious. Yeah, you're right. Let's think the price is gonna go up $2,000 for the newer model. Have to see if the radio the screen looks like it's only 40% the size of the screen we have now. What we have now is huge. It's less than half. It's like 40% of what we have now. If only the pen and ice on that thing, you can see all the little details. I really like that. And it's easy to see too when it's bright and sunny out compared to some cars I've had, But man, fall, that's a long time away. I don't want to think about that. Man, think about fall and the leaves changing and what's around the corner. But nice, we got quite a ways to go. Yeah, we're just coming into the really nice season. In fact, not this week, but next week, it's going to be really nice. Your house is really going to get hot and toasty tomorrow. Have to take your wife out swimming.
Yeah, you remember Tom and Kelly just posted on Facebook, hey, just 7 months away till Christmas.
Yeah, what Larry said here a week ago, he says, there's only as many days until the days start getting shorter and it means we're on our way to winter. Oh man, kind of burst my bubble.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, the only thing about winter is your boy can't mow your grass.
That is true. Oh, Amy, my neighbor, they just about kept their fence all put up yesterday. Along the yard, that whole side's done. They just got maybe two or three more forks put in that go sideways right by the little gate they have. Looking nice. But you know, from my upstairs, I can see the pool really good. So if she's up there in the summer, sunbathing, I'll have. I can't talk about that on the radio.
Well, it'd be just like being at Granger almost. You got a good pair of binoculars?
Yeah, at work, I have the scope. I used to verify the lights in the tower when working it. In fact, it's so powerful. When a guy's up like 200 feet on the tower, I can raise that time, but it's out of the watch. I've got pictures of it. I forgot what type of scope it is, but oh my gosh, does it have the magnetism. It's just, just one eye. But, man, it can zoom in. Things gotta be, it's almost gotta be like, 400 feet away from me. You can't see it, you know. It's really zoomed out. So, pretty cool. I never thought of that. You look at the mirror, but I can see some really cool vision. And, hey, now that my eyes are going horizontal, now that my eyes are doing better, well, it won't be this year, I can't afford it, but I can order that telescope.
Heck, when you're buying the guys, you may not even need guys, you can just look and see it. Studying the inside of her eyelids.
Oh no, got you on that. I dozed a few times and I snorted loudly at once. So I was almost fell asleep. I was watching some YouTube videos and got to sleep. But hey, I got all my laundry done. Ran up to the dam, got nursery for the week, so I'm in really good shape. And hey, man, with the nice weather, you can cook on the bourbon tomorrow, right?
Did you buy any steaks up there?
Yeah, I sure did. Some small ones. Make some home-fried potatoes with it.
And you didn't hear anything from, Chicken Coop?
No, not at all. Amazing.
Said to that fish dinner up in Michigan that all you can eat today. You know what I mean? That place you usually go.
Oh, yeah. Nope, but yeah, it's expensive. I think sometimes it costs me $200 for all you can eat.
Well, they always say fish is good for you. It's brain food.
When they bring that new crap to tell me all about.
I would like king crab. If you go somewhere they have king crab, you would like it. Apparently he's not eating enough of fish because his brain is not working as good as it should be.
Oh, that might be because he's had too many steaks and McDonald's hamburgers, all that fish is clogging up the arteries in his head.
You should go for that blackfish that you can get off the coast of Africa. I heard that's pretty tasty. He might have it, don't get it breaded, though. Get it just broiled or something, or smoked.
Oh, you must be talking catfish.
Yeah, catfish.
Oh, boy. You know, you may be hungry for some barbecue today. Oh, we gotta tell Mike Snakey about the barbecue grill place, since he's not real far from his house. He'll love that place.
Which one is that? Not the one in La Porte that we went to?
Definitely the one in La Porte.
Oh, yeah, that was a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Except for Jeff, he's not a fan.
Winner, winner, biscuit dinner.
Yeah, I said, except for Jeff, he's not a fan.
Oh, that shocked me. I can't believe he's not into barbecue. Man, that's up in my favorite categories.
Saturday is a big weekend for him to go to Illinois with grandsonny. I'm sure he'll be spending plenty of bucks then for meals and gas and everything.
Yep, they'll probably stop along the way and get lunch, and maybe get there and have dinner, or if not, have dinner on the way home. They're going to be tired after driving for 8 hours.
You should drop grandsonny out first and have her feed him. Have her feed him. And, otherwise, I told him to go to Lowry's and get a bunch of pickle loaf or something and bread and take it along the way. Potato chips. You want to stop, be cheaper.
Yeah, give him one of those little medicine styrofoam pieces you got. Put a couple passive lights in there with your olive oil. You're great. Yeah, it turns. Jeff said I aren't going to pay for the trip either way. And here Jeff's even paying for the trip for him to take the bus home. That's poor Jeff.
Because he needs his spine realigned because he doesn't have it aligned right to say no. I told him, you know, they should meet you halfway or something, bring them back. You don't have to take no bus, meet them halfway. I don't know, but no. That bus goes through Chicago. Well, Grant said he's going to get lost up there because he's going to have to send his dad up there with him or something. And that's another $60. That'd be $120 one way.
Yeah, I was telling him, or telling Grant that his mom ought to get for him his cell phone that has service. Just in case in the bus coming home or something does happen, you know. Like, does have an accident or if you just break down or, you know, or something. It's nice to have.
I heard Mom was complaining that she'd have to pick him up at 2:30 in the morning from the bus place. Well, then I guess you shouldn't have kids then if you don't want to take any responsibility.
Well, I just missed this place up in the morning. Oh my gosh, it's It's kind of between St. Louis and Indianapolis. That's closer to St. Louis. And Licton, if you went straight east, you'd still end up being south of Cincinnati. well, let me see. Where was I at in Indiana? I was whoops, trigger slipped off the trigger. It's even south of Bloomington. If you know where Bedford, Indiana is, it's go down to Bedford and go straight west. I guess you just didn't understand.
That's an easy 4 hours just getting down to Bloomington.
Yeah, in fact, if you went through Bloomington on 65, there's no water, there's no major boat to get over there. They had to take it down, and when you got halfway to the fence, you could go straight west, but there's no road there. It's a really decent town, and nice to have to get on. Not
given fun. Maybe this would be the grandson's wife eventually.
Yeah, did you ever show you a picture of what she looks like yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. But Jeff keeps laughing the way he does when I tell him that grandson's going to need a car when he gets his license. And he's going to be turning to grandpa, and you know it. He turns to grandpa for everything.
Yep, Dad. That Toyota's going to be his.
And he needs a spider line because he can't say no. So, he laughs now, but we'll laugh later.
Oh, yeah, I know you're probably right on. He's definitely going to end up with that car. How about at the fair last year? At the fair, had that yard so last year. Everyone kept buying, there's no money to buy basketball, and sell your stuff. Out of that bubble gum, or bubbles. All that stuff, all that food. Oh my gosh, Berger.
Well, he was playing them ball games and he can't hit the broadside of a barn. After the first time he cleaned the broadside of the barn, I wouldn't have given him anything more, but the money machine was out, so he had to take it. Grandpa has to pay. Well, if he might, Mara thinks that he wouldn't want Jeff's car because he's too old. Well, Grandpa, I need money for a new car, a newer than yours, like a 2020 or something like that, something newer, Grandpa. Help me out. Mom and Dad ain't got no money, and I need to drive.
Why
doesn't he even try to study his driver's license? I don't know. I thought he was supposed to have to go to driver's ed or something, but I don't know. So we know the girl don't want to drive. That's her choice. But yeah, if he don't want Grandpa's car, he's gonna want a car. And I tell ya, you know he's gonna float it. I can almost guarantee it.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. From Milford, Indiana to St. Marie, Illinois, it is 69 miles. 4 hours, 4 and a half hours, so. Oh my gosh. Great.
WB9WXO. Yeah, I know what you mean. 4 and a half hours one way. Yeah. It's crazy. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, man, so 4, 8, 9 hours round trip. And of course the jet is gonna stop, probably come up for lunch and stop for dinner. And figure there's another hour and a half in the trip, so and yeah, it's been bad. Woo, guys. Yeah, I'm kind of glad you guys figured to drive down or to go with them. But, man, that's the most, have to stop somewhere overnight.
Well, I don't know. I think you might have two people going down with him. His roommate and grandson's dad, so I don't know. So you might not have to stop if everybody takes a couple hours, an hour and a half for driving.
I did one time say his dad, but I don't know if his dad's doing now. I think it's a William, Jeff, and another friend, 4 hours. You don't even know. Oh, well, I'm going to take a snapshot of the screen to show you where this place is at.
WB9WXO for ID. Yeah, you can't find somebody closer, like in LaPorte or Elkhart or someplace, or Fort Wayne, you know what I mean?
Oh, no kidding. And, you know, the thing that meets halfway, especially now that I look at 4 and a half hours, this was, 30 miles from me, 300 miles. Boy, that's going to be a lot of gas money. Yeah, because it looks like it's going to take them down to Indianapolis for 65 around, 65. And 65 all the way, Sarah Holt into Illinois. Oh, March is still on the second thing, March, October, Indiana. So that, yeah, if you look at what I sent you, you'll see it's kind of between Indianapolis and Louisville, but closer to Louisville. Not Louisville, but St. Louis.
I think if she really wants to see Liam that bad, she can get her parents to meet halfway, 2 hours, like to the state line. You know what I mean?
Oh, nah, that would be much drive. That would be from her house to Terre Haute, and that only probably take out for a half hour. That's slowly by a 4 hour one way for Jeff.
Still better than nothing. Where's her commitment to this? You know what I mean?
You're right. Yeah, I'd say meet them outside of Indy. You know, that'd be about halfway between for both of them. And I sure hope there's a she that's not a she that was a he.
If I have a shot at the wedding, you just spend a week there.
Is that the way you said that, a shot at the wedding?
I hope it's a real sheet, because coming from Illinois, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That's true. Out in the middle of nowhere.
ask you to where murder mysteries are made. There's only one gas station in the whole town, oh my gosh, yeah, it looks like 1, 2, 3, there's only 4 blocks to the whole city, going from north to south. It's been wild, so it's, and there's nothing out there, we can't be in the boonies. I'm sure they'll find something to keep them busy. Yeah, they'll be out there running to the corn cob. And, maybe farming. So teach them how to plow. Oh, would that be good? Teach them how to work in a farm. Well, we probably won't be able to include Jeffert about a month after this, so he's got to recoup his finances. He won't be able to go out to eat. Oh, and then, yeah, I'm glad he's driving that he's got a Henry Corolla down, I could get it over 30 miles a gallon to the mountain, but... Yeah. It wouldn't look spending any much more for the food, except if when you plant land, whatever that. Yeah. for Jeff, I maybe talked him into that. I would have shipped him on a farm, and, he's old enough to write about the whole series kind of stuff. Yeah, then they would have to probably pick him up at the bus station at 2 in the morning from, who knows where that, if they're in the boonies, where's that bus going to stop at? St. Louis? Or where? Oh, my gosh, yes, this is, this is, I don't even see why this place would have a bus station. There's just a whole bunch of teeny tiny towns that is, you're talking about, maybe a, like, Wyatt, the size of Wyatt, almost. You bring her here, she can see the big city of Syracuse. There's more than one stoplight there, at least. Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff up this way. Should be overwhelmed with everything there is. Yeah, there's still actually some real tiny lakes. But yeah, it's still talking like 10 miles just to get to a little tiny lake. And it looks where it's kind of mostly dry down there, so it must be destroyed. They say, where's the bus going to stop? St. Louis? Yeah, I wonder, how far away is the young person to kind of get to here? It's still a long ways away. It's still 135 miles away. It's 2 hours drive. They were saying he had to go to Chicago, Jeff was saying, to come back. I don't know if they would stop in Warsaw or where the hell they would stop, but I'm just thinking, where would the bus stop down there? And he'd have to have them pick him up, because it ain't like it's stopping in, like this is Petticoat Junction and the train stops in Hooterville,
know, taking them roads, I was looking, you know, at graders that would fly, but road-wise, it's 138 miles from Indy in there, so driving miles is halfway between St. Louis and Indy. And, yeah, I know, it seemed like it does have to make a special trip. From the way this looks here, they might have to go to Terre Haute, Indiana to get the nearest bus to take them home.
You maybe come through Indianapolis and come to South Bend. Or Warsaw or Rochester, but they were talking they had to go through Chicago with the bus, so they'd probably get another bus there and come home. So, yeah, that's why they don't want him to go himself, because he'll get lost.
If he had a cast of buses and got off and onto the wrong one. Yeah, from their house to Terre Haute, an hour and 12 minutes, and a 65-mile drive.
That wouldn't be too bad. I still think something's going to happen and just going to have to go get him. I just got that feeling.
Oh, yeah, you know how things work. I know, same here. I see something back in the most.
Leave that horse to water, but you can't get him to drink from the sensibility pool.
Well, I hope in some cases there he doesn't go through Chicago, that would be out of the way. It looks like this, go over and get on 31 and take 31 all the way down to Indy, to 65, you know, off the first 65. And go through Terre Haute and just keep going and looks like to be within 20-25 miles and you'll turn off the main highway but you're way up in the cruise by then. Or better yet, I just may run through up here at wow. Crazy,
I'm crazy. Tell Jeff to have Liam send a bunch of pictures of he and the new missus.
Yeah, really. You never know. It might get there and he'll say, yep, she's the one, and she makes a big wedding thing.
And you know, Grandpa will have to pay for the wedding.
Isn't it the parents or the bride supposed to pay for the wedding?
Yeah, but I think they can talk somebody into paying for it.
Oh, no, man. Yeah, they'll be going, yeah, Jeff, you get all that money in your 401k. Buy me a brand new Subaru.
Yeah, we should talk him into getting one, and we could talk to Joe, and we can get our stipend.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we could probably get Jeff to pay for a Subaru one way or the other, either for Liam or himself.
Boy, I wonder which Subaru Jeff would get that
Well, I better hurry up because I think they're starting to get rid of the cars in Preza and the other one. What was that called? I can't think of it offhand. But I think they're going to get rid of the cars. Just stay in the SUVs and introduce the trucks. Yeah, the other one, the RZ or RX or something. They're going to start introducing electric ones, too, for the hybrids. They don't have any spare tire. They just give you a little air compressor pump and fix-a-flat. You don't get a spare tire because there's too many batteries in there. That's where all the batteries went for the hybrids.
Any Subarus going to be all electric or are they going to be hybrids? Do you know?
You can Google Subaru Solterra. That's the all electric one.
I told you I was looking at Tesla, and it's been a while now, but what was that, 8 years or 150,000 miles is all the longer the batteries are good for. And what was that, $20,000 to $35,000 in replacing of that battery with this part of labor. That's a lot of money.
WXO. Yeah, but do you remember me telling you that I told you at the theater that Saudi Arabia or United Arab Republic, one of them, had a parade for Trump, and they had like 10 or 12 A little stretchy.
I don't know if that is still in this. I'm with the hair. Is that something?
Not much. There's still noise. There's still some scratchy noise underneath you. It is in full quieting.
Oh, hey, maybe it's good. You know, I'd like to hear about that before. That's
now move around all different places and count to 10 so I'll remember, and remember where you were at when you made your numbers, like 1, 2, 3, and then I can tell you where I heard you the best.
Hey, this is 2, 2, that's a 1, 1, this is 3, 3, 3,
She was the best.
Okay, so this was a little better here, huh?
Right, there's no noise on yours. There's no noise.
Okay, I'm at 45 degree angle.
Yeah, it's pretty much full quiet. Why'd you don't move too much?
Okay, yeah, you know, I went up the stairs, had to go use the restroom, and I must not set quite the same spot. I'm in the chair, but I must not be set exactly the same spot. Anyways, yeah. If you got any steaks or anything good for supper today, that I had to head out to the kitchen just to throw in a potato. I did buy a couple of just real tiny steaks for today.
We should grill them out tomorrow on your grill. Since it's going to be nicer tomorrow than today. No, I don't know. I had some ham cheese and spinach omelet with some hash browns, and I melted that Lowry's Kobe Jack cheese on top of the hash browns, and I put the Lowry's Kobe Big Jack cheese in the eggs, and I finished that up, so I'm all done with that Kobe cheese and Kobe Jack. I'm going to have to go get more, but that's what I had there, and I was thinking maybe salmon and asparagus, but I'm not sure. Not positive yet.
Man, almost sound like you could hear that all in the dish and called it skillet for breakfast.
The only thing that made that good for you would be corned beef hash in there.
Yeah, and it hurts taking up to be a whole can. And I haven't had any luck. Last few times I've been in the store, I'm looking trying to find it at Walmart. And I'm pretty sure they carry it, but I just can't seem to find it.
Well, I know at Meijer's it's in the canned meat section where you see the sign says canned meat. It's in there, the hash is in there. Yeah, it's gotta be in there. It's gotta be in there with other stuff. They got it, you just gotta find it.
Read your name. Hey, I know what it is. The whistle.
WB9WXO. They keep with the regular pickles now?
Yeah, at Meijer's, or the Meijer's on 331, yeah, they keep it with the regular pickles.
WB9WXO. Well, that sounds good. Now you know you can get them.
Yeah, I think I might be out of them completely. I'm going to stock back up. And don't worry, even though I got a couple of steaks, I'm only going to have one of them today. I got a big potato. And yeah, man, I haven't checked my grill to see how much gas I have. But, I'm going to be so tired tomorrow. Because I know I'm not going to be able to get some sleep tonight. Hey, Tim, come back.
same time you always do. But yeah, it'll be hard to sleep because you know you've got to get up that much earlier.
Okay. Yeah, if I get noisy in the next transmission, I'm just going to the kitchen to throw a potato in the oven. Never know, I might have a hotter spot here in the kitchen. I might have two potatoes later on, just barely getting soft.
You got butter for them?
Yes, I've got a good butter. That's all I buy now is a good butter.
You don't like... Wait, you don't like... sour cream, right?
Maybe a loaded potato. I like sour cream, and I like it when I get tacos, regular tacos from Taco Bell. I like the little sour cream, but I tell them just easy on it. You know, there's some people put way too much in it.
Sour cream is they always put tartar sauce in there. Tartar sauce.
Now, as Jeff would say, no, 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 no. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, we had some soup yesterday, and there was not even any cilantro in it. I was
I hear something just for giggles. You know, you probably notice in my car I always carry a bottle of water. The last couple of times Jeff's been in there. Hey, can I have that?
You have to get a couple bottles of water. Because, yeah, he'll think it's his and drink it anyways when he, even if it's open.
Okay, I did that when you were on vacation.
Yeah, I was very appalled because he was always drinking that sugar pop, and there was sugar pop in there, so why would he drink the rest of my Coke Zero that I opened?
True, because I noticed he liked sugar pop and sugar tea better.
Has more mint than other because we had regular sugar pop in there. He could open a can of that, but maybe he just wanted to, maybe he didn't want to drink a whole can. I'll just drink half of this bottle. That's all I needed.
No, not really. He would drink half a can and put it back in the refrigerator and drink it later. That was just his business thing.
Yeah, except it wasn't half his pop to drink, but yeah, it's possible.
I remember on the way to Pennsylvania last year, so you got anything to drink? I pointed to that seat, you know, that big pillow we take up to Canada. Had it full of, I don't know, either yoo-hoo or something. Yeah, I didn't really like that stuff. I think it was a yoo-hoo.
You did on WXO. You had Yahoo in it?
Yeah. And I think I brought the rest I had for this when we went through the gap. So it seemed like you remember.
Yeah, for a while, you was in a Yahoo frenzy, searching high and low.
I think you can get it just about all the time by the case that stands now. This guy is, I really like it, but try not to get it too often just because there's a lot of sugar and you just can't drink one can. is kind of going quad four at the time.
You hit a bad spot. When you said, I tried not to get it, then you faded out into oblivion.
Okay, look at my computer. It looks like your battery's still in good shape. I usually, last time I had it, I'd take a big mug and put like four cans on it for fires and drink it down.
Yeah, but it's hard to stop drinking it. It's just like when you open the jug of chocolate milk, you almost got to drink the whole thing. It's so refreshing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's why one can, you can't flip it. And also, your life's the same way. It just goes down and when you go.
You go to Texas Roadhouse and use one of my coupons. Give me a big old bony ribeye.
Yeah, your wife's turning up. She pounds years before the end of the month. What's the coupon for, an appetizer or a dessert?
That if I don't have salmon tonight, I could do that later.
Ooh, how do you cook your salmon? Do you fry it in a pan?
No, I bake it in the oven, and I put asparagus in there in the oven too, with olive oil and Parmesan cheese on top of it, and I throw it in the oven and bake it for half hour, whatever it is, and that's it. I got both things baked at the same time. And when I had that good bread from Costco that we had, like sub bread, I would take one of them and when we got halfway done, I'd throw one of them breads in there. We'd have fresh bread and salmon and asparagus. That was pretty good.
You should go to back to Sam's, get that peanut butter bread and spread it on that bread after you get it baked and then put it back in under the boiler and round it up. Yeah, that's pleasant.
That's good eating there.
I know. Yeah, yes. Of course, after some time, I have to go to some adjust cooking classes.
You put one on when he gets back from Illinois. Like I said, he won't have the money to be going out, so he can have a cooking class. We can go down there and he can cook for us and put a chef hat on and show us how he does it.
You can show him how to make the hamburgers, where you put the onion and the green peppers in it and whatever seasonings you have. I'd like to show him how to make those milkshakes like she used to make it.
Jeff makes his hamburgers like he does his hot dogs. One side is burnt and the other side is raw.
Oh, and like the way he makes his burnt muffins and the dried out noodles? Not dried out, they kept inflating.
Well, that's because he kept turning the fire back on after Jocelyn turned it off.
That's what happened. And now you know. Yeah, I told him you can borrow my beer can and cook the turkey on it this week.
What did you say about that?
There'll be so much chicken or so much turkey skin for you and your daughter.
That would be a blessing.
Unless you get the mirror an hour before you and eat it all.
I don't know what she's... Oh man, this is horrible. Remember that? Oh, that was golden brown all the way around. Yeah, I remember that was perfect. And the back of the turkey, the skin was good. Yeah, usually they don't care for the taste, but that was so good. I even liked it. Ron, I think I've rotisserie chicken before on that than the others. Man, yeah, I had the skin off that is nasty. Nice and flavorful. That is for sure. They're up in the boundaries. She's still in the other room. She's still sleeping. I'll still wake her up in a few minutes. But, that's just like Costco chicken rotisserie. Yum, yum. You know, if I lived across the street from there, I'd be picking them up quite often to take them home for dinner, you know. But, man, that's so reasonable. And, two or three dinners out the one of that for $5, goes a long way. Yeah, I got one. I made that, what was it? Oh. The white chili soup with that rotisserie chicken, that was good, the white chili. And I got the recipe from Jessica. That was definitely good, WB9WXO.
Oh yeah, I remember you going to move about that. So I knew it had to be good. Yeah, last time I had white chili, I think it was that coffee in there. It was one of my meals.
I'm not a chicken fan, so I really liked it. So, you know, it had to be good if I liked it.
But when it comes to fried chicken, that's a different story, correct?
He got a bunch of tamales at the Milford Fest yesterday. He just loved them. He had like a dozen or so, and man, he couldn't stop eating them.
Were they as good as that store in South Bend?
No, I never took him there. He hasn't been here. He has to be here on the weekend for us to even stop over there. Like on a Saturday? Yeah. Like, if we're going on a Saturday, you guys can, on the way over, you can stop there and get some tamales. Put them in the insulated bag.
Oh, no, my question was, is the tamales in Milford as good as the ones up like this?
I don't know. I didn't find that lady, and I didn't have any, so I'm not sure, but he said he liked them. They had pork and chicken, no beef, though. But, you can't find beef hardly anywhere. It's always pork or chicken. I like beef tamales best with some jalapeno pepper in it, but no dice.
Yeah. I'm not hungry yet. I can't believe I'm still not hungry yet. I had a little lunch meat sandwich here at 11:30. That's probably why I usually don't eat lunch, because it spoils my dinner. I'm not hungry, so it's time to go to bed. Yeah. I was thinking, I'm just afraid, Mike, what should I watch while I'm dinner today? I have to go through and see if I can find a movie this Sunday to find something good.
Yeah. I'm not really hungry yet either, because we had it probably about 11 o'clock. I made that, and, we finished the last of our Krispy Kreme donuts for breakfast, and I kind of made a lunch thing The hash browns and omelet and stuff, but and Krispy Kremes are good, chocolate covered with pudding in it. The mayor liked hers with the icing, the cream icing. So, that's that.
Oh, I was just thinking, and I haven't had any of those good tiger tails from that pullet store that's bigger on that. Uh-oh, I'm having a brain for Campbell Street, so I just went to the Mount Hope overcast. Good stuff. Hey, I'm thinking of a movie you have to check out tonight. Looking at it, I don't see it on the top of the list. One where all these activists happen during the news, and eventually they do what happen and everybody that dies.
Oh, it's closer for you on Saturday morning if you go to the farmer's market, because they're there on Saturday morning and you can get your tiger tails. That'd be closer for you.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get over there and get some. Those are not too many places. I really like the donuts, but those are really, really good. And I think Martin's donuts aren't too bad. You know, they're a whole lot better than Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts.
You mean the 99-cent, how about the 99-cent Meyer donut?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Meyer's donuts are really good, too. They're really good. A lot better than those other guys. And the thing I like from Krispy Kreme is that pecan roll, you know, that very big one.
What is that from Krispy Kreme? I thought you didn't like Krispy Kreme.
No, I don't. But they do sell something that's kind of like a... it's in a big square tin pan. And it's got pecans on it, like brown sugar stuff over the roll. You know what I'm talking about? Like a pecan something.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, hey, next Saturday, you going to go get some more almond rolls? Because you said they loved it at work, but, you know, it's probably all gone by now.
Well, you know, when I went last weekend, I picked up another one for myself. And I think it's a Worcester shirt, and they loved it. It was gone quickly.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably gone by Saturday.
Yeah, that's Jeff says he got one, and he says his was still, but mine, yeah, it was perfect. It was moist. Didn't have any to it at all. But it was good.
Well, he's a gourmet, you know, a gourmet, so you don't know. What cures that is maybe 10 seconds in the microwave, 5 seconds in the microwave.
Yeah, never tried that, because it was so good it didn't need anything. But, you know, put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds and put a little bunch of butter on it, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. But I was saying, if he said it was kind of stale, I think the microwave might have revived it.
Oh, no, mine wasn't stale at all. It was perfect.
Yeah, I know, but you said Jeff's was, so that's what I was saying.
Yeah, really, yeah, that would have did it. Microwave it a little bit, put it in the toaster. Ooh, imagine dipping that a little bit in the butter.
Oh, I'm sure that would be excellent. And then a little butter on it.
Oh, man, yeah, that would be very, very good. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, talking about food, Now, what is it exactly you put in your burger when you made them on the grill? You know, you had like onions and I don't know, green peppers and some other seasonings in there.
I just cut up green peppers real small and sweet onion, and you gotta have like a Vidalia or a sweet onion. Cut that up real small and put it in the burgers, you know, mix it all together and then make patties out of it. Put it in a bowl with the burgers and mix the whole thing together and make patties out of it. And then I use Lowry salt and black pepper, and that's it.
That
extra spice, that Lowry salt, okay. Yeah, the onions and the peppers really enjoyed it because you get to do something else in there, and that's what it was. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Johnson always said that was my secret ingredient, and that was a Lowry salt.
Sometime, at home, take the regular pizza, cut it up in the third, and melt some regular butter. Take the chunks you sewed up, make potato wedges out of, throw it in that butter, and put that Lowry seasoning salt on it, and put them in the oven and cook them. Oh, ho, ho, yeah.
Well, that's even good if you make french fries. Make french fries instead of putting regular salt on it, sprinkle a little of that Lowry salt on it. It'll taste like fries from Arby's and Rallies and stuff like that.
I haven't done that yet. Does it stick to the fries? Or do you have to put anything on the fries to make it stick to it? Just attend it, yeah.
No, once you get them out and they're hot, it'll stick to the fries. Just don't go overboard on it because it comes out fast. You know what I'm saying? I do it lightly and to taste.
When it's done, okay, I was thinking, yeah, do it before you cook it, but I understand. Gotcha. Thank you.
WB9WXO. No, it's, just like you get them from McDonald's, Arby's, anywhere, then they salt it after they cook them. But I think they put that seasoning salt on, like, Arby's. Stuff. So, yeah, you put that on your fries when you take them out, you'll love them.
Yeah, okay, I don't really recognize the taste of it, but now when I met that steak burger and get their fries, man, those are really good. And also the potato wedges we had up here, and, what was that town that had the horrible water, Wisconsin? Michigan, I had those potato chips there, and they were excellent. Actually, there was that Lowry salt that's on them. When I did it, I made it just like that.
Maybe you should have put it in their water and make it drinkable.
I don't think anything would have helped that water. Even making ice out of it, that was horrible.
Maybe the health department come check that water.
In water machine, it probably choked the thing up.
It says maybe the health department needs to check that water.
Yeah, that's gotta be well water here, given that I can imagine the city giving somebody that is a pretty bad bath. Yeah, you know, that's not a bad thing, because you really don't know what I'd be throwing in that water. If I go there again, I'm going to take my test with me. And I can test it on the table. That is going to be horrible.
Maybe that's imported from Flint.
Oh, yeah, extra lead. I thought it had a kind of a swing to it. Well, I think Jeff's water tastes better than that. It is just for me, actually.
Talk talk him into putting that Canadian filter on his place, though, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I told him about it. I take a jug, a gallon jug, just to work every day. I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I could put a marketplace, Canadian water for sale in Mishawaka. $2 a bottle. Oh, wait, I can't see it.
Yeah, tell them it's imported.
Yeah, that's it. It's imported. Well, would that make it Chinese water, since it's probably Chinese filters, I guess? I don't know. Well, I could say this new battery is doing great. Yeah, real quick, here in 3 minutes, I'm going to step out and go put some grease and stuff on my steak. That way I can set for a while and let it soak in. A little pepper on it there. Hey, Mara, can I put a bunch of salt on my steak? Okay.
Lowry's fine. Yeah, put a little Lowry's, not a bunch, just a little for taste.
Oh wait, I got a big potato. Hey, I wonder. I never thought of this, but I could, you know how most restaurants they roll your potato and probably water and they put salt on the outside of your potato. How about if I did the same but put olive salt on it? Yeah, pretty good potato.
Well, that might work. You'll have to try it and let me know how it turned out.
Definitely.
Talk to you later. I'll be monitoring for a little bit too. KG9QT, WD9WSM.
WD9WSM.